This segment of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Bite Federal, the Bitcoin ATM company, bringing Bitcoin to a location near you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Henry Rain Show right here on WWPR 1490 AM, heard right after Talking Markets, which is the first half of the financial power block on Monday afternoons that has caused so many other financial power shows to try and grab the coattails and come on during the daytime here at WWPR. Or if you're listening on the podcast, which you might be at greenbridgeinvesting.com because you can get both shows there, you might be doing that. But unlike some recent shows, it's really just sort of all about me and... Well, you should know what that theme music is. That, of course, is the theme music for Talking Markets, which precedes us with Mark and Andrew. And we have the official Andrew, a.k.a. Andy, right here. And it's been a strange few weeks on this show.
It has
been.
Talking
Markets is consistent.
Yeah.
And it's because Mark would just make your life a living hell if it wasn't. But...
it's an understatement.
Yeah. It just seems like yesterday, but it was a few weeks ago, we had 106-year-old Joe Newman talking about not just the Spanish flu and what it was like that he could remember from 100 years ago, but other things that happened all the way up to that newfangled Social Security department that he got one of his first jobs with. And then we had COVID-19 and tracking and surveillance and these stories, and we've had some cryptocurrency and blockchain and all that, but we're going to get back to the roots, the weekly roundup of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, blockchain. We're not really, but I want to say this. We're back to the roots, weekly roundup of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, blockchain news and more. And this week, the top cryptocurrency by market value rose to $7,800 early on Monday to hit its highest level since March 12th of this year. Yeah, it's ancient history. Is the Bitcoin halving driving the price? Well, we'll find out about that in just a moment. McDonald's and Subway are among a handful of companies.
Starbucks. Subway.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had a presence in China.
Me neither.
On the sentence because I haven't even mentioned China yet. McDonald's and Subway are among a handful of companies taking part in a new pilot program for China's upcoming digital yuan. Actually, that started April 25th, so they should be in the midst of it now. Also, this week, China will officially launch a major new blockchain initiative called the Blockchain-Based Services Network, BSN.
That's BS.
It's like the home shopping network.
That's BS.
And it's amazing they use English letters for the acronym, but I mean, you can't use those little funny stick figures as an acronym. But it's just like, I'm not even going to attempt to get into their pictorial language and show off my ignorance of it all. I guess they probably have a phonetic version of their language too. That you would think, Mandarin or something like that. Mm-hmm. That they would, even though it originated as a pictorial language. Somebody's probably written down symbols for the sounds.
I don't know. I asked Dr. Zhang a long time ago, and he said it's the hardest language to learn is Chinese.
They teach it at the private prep school right on Yankee Avenue here.
Oh, wow.
And anyway, I said, before we digressed onto the vagaries and nuances of our foreign language knowledge, Blockchain-Based Services Network, BSN, is actually going to launch in June. It's going to be the largest blockchain ecosystem ever created. Bigger than Bitcoin, bigger than Hyperledger, all that stuff. We'll explain.
It's bigger than Tron?
It makes Tron look like this pissant little coin is what it does.
Man, you can make Tron look bad. You're on your way.
Anyway, it's a big deal, and it's blockchain. So three different stories still in the mission of this show. But tech firms lay the foundation for a potentially massive digital contact tracing infrastructure. Can't let it go. Had to come back for that one more time. Yeah. But we'll get into all this. It all really ties together in the brave new world that all of us are in.
And it is a brave new world.
Yes. Have you seen the trailer for the new Brave New World
movie? No, I haven't. I love the book.
Yeah. It's, who is, is it? Not Courtney Cox. It's you do that. Just put Brave New World trailer. I don't know if it's Netflix or is there any movies coming out anymore?
Yeah, there was a new one yesterday, and it was pretty. But yeah, there's few and far between that are being released.
Yeah,
I think the only ones that were done and were in editing are coming out
there
now.
There was a crypto movie that was the number one. For part of the weekend was the number one grossing movie in the U.S. Yeah, it grossed like $4,000.
Oh, wow. There was one in actually 1998 they had a Brave New World.
This is brand new.
This is the new one, huh?
Yeah.
Here it is, 2020.
Who's the female lead in it? It's a famous female lead.
Jessica Brown?
No. It's come on now. We're burning up the...
Nicole Hembra? I'm looking right here.
Hold on. I'm just going to... You see what I have to go through here?
I mean, I don't follow movie
it's
stars.
It's okay, because I got the Packard Bell humming right now, and it's
Jessica
going to...
Jessica Brown, that's what it's saying.
It's... Alden that's not the
Einrich?
One. That's not who... You're going to recognize this. It's the supporting actress role, but it's a big name. It's Demi Moore. We're just going to play this right now.
Oh, my God. She's way down on the list.
Yeah, well, that's because...
She's only in three episodes.
Hollywood hates women.
She's only in three episodes.
You are an essential part of a perfect social body. Everybody in their place. Everybody happy now.
Everyone belongs to you. Everyone else. There's no pain there, John. No fear. I want that for you.
Virus enters a cell.
You know, I've been watching you people. You gotta ask yourself, if this place is so perfect, why is it upside down?
We're at the beginning of something. Something necessary.
That's going to be good.
It's on Peacock, the new streaming network.
Is that what it is?
I guess it's going to be, it says subscribe, but I thought they were going to do a free trial. Anyway... That's where we're going.
It's this TV series.
Not the Peacock, but we are going to be living the Brave New World.
It's Stars with Prime Video.
No, it's a Peacock. All right.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I got them all.
It doesn't matter. We're walking.
We have them all.
We are walking into the Brave New World eyes wide shut. Just to mix the movie metaphors.
It says right here. Buy on Amazon Video. Oh, no, it's a Street Outlaws.
Well.
Yeah, they advertise me.
Oh, Andrew.
Oh, that's...
I've lost my place, but that's not surprising. That happens all
right.
Hey, I've got news for you.
That's on NBC Universal.
That's why they call it Peacock.
The Peacock. Oh, there you go. So who's the NBC Universal going to be? That's Comcast, right?
They're owned by Comcast.
So they're owned by Comcast, and Comcast is supposed to be putting out their new streaming...
Peacock.
Peacock. Okay, that's what it is.
You know, like the NBC Peacock.
Peacock. I gotcha.
It's like... There's old Henny Youngman joke. And he meets this lady, and he says, I'm Henny Youngman. How do you do? And she goes... Hi, I'm Mrs. Glasscock. And he says, tell your husband to never fall down. He delivered it much better, but he'd been doing it for years than I did. Anyway, in these not Brave New World of brand new news. The top cryptocurrency by market value rose to 7,800 early on Monday to hit its highest level since March 12th, dubbed Black Thursday. I would not even have known what you were talking about if you said Black Thursday. Like, I'm going to care about the 6 week low.
Black Thursday.
Yes. Oh, it was horrible.
I mean,
people were jumping out of the side of their pickup trucks right down to the curb. It was horrible. Anyway, so at press time, Bitcoin was probably around 7,700. It was about an hour ago. Maybe it still is. We're hermetically.
It's not doing much. It's just consolidating.
Yes. Well, what,
you got to take out that 7,925.
Why did it rally up to 7,800? Is the Bitcoin halvening causing it to...
I think everybody getting their check. They all went into Bitcoin.
Actually, it's not in our rundown, but Coinbase said that they had an influx of $1,200
deposits.
Bitcoin purchases.
Yeah.
Well, purchases.
Purchases,
yeah,
there you
deposits,
go.
Deposits, whatever. It was, but, yeah, well, what?
Market.
But you couldn't put $100 to take buy your wife an ice delivery dinner?
You know, have you been eating out? I mean, have you been getting any of those delivery dinners?
Outback just expanded their delivery area because it used to stop one stoplight away from me.
Okay.
So I did get some wings delivered. Do you like Outback wings?
No, not
they're
necessarily.
Not fried, so they're. But they're,
oh, okay.
They're
I like grilled wings. Yeah, I like the grilled ones.
Anyway, yeah. Bitcoin and culinary advice here on Henry.
Well, you know, I've been trying to do local, so Demetrio's is on my list.
Applebee's has a really good deal.
See, you're doing all the corporate chains.
I go to Five Star Pizza. I mean, I have
I like Five Star Pizza, yeah. Marco's is, yeah.
They used to deliver till 3 in the morning. Now they're just cutting it off right at midnight.
Oh, really? A lot of them gone at 10 o'clock.
Well, and...
So have you done any Chinese takeout?
No.
I think they got to be suffering a lot because
But Applebee's will deliver till 11.
No, nice, yeah.
And that's sort of my...
Chili's is doing
person.
The same thing, yeah.
All right. I know you all were hanging on every word about where I'm stuffing my face. Mm. Right in front of the TV, it's the only thing changes is who comes to the door.
Support the locals.
Actually, I mainly cook for myself.
Me too. Well,
and every time I see the headlines about the meat shortage we're going to have, I go over
right
to the
stocked up.
Yeah, I go to the chop shop. I have it cut up into servings that I want, and then I'm like, I got all this crap in my freezer.
I bought probably $600 in meat.
Well, not that much, but
I got a big family though,
yeah, but I have close to 2 weeks of meat in my freezer.
Yeah.
And it's like this work that you got to eat the meat to make it
to
go
put
away.
Some more in there, yeah.
And then there's more panic stories on CNBC or on Drudge Report. And I'm like, I better go buy some more.
Well, you know, I go to Detweiler's to get mine, and the line was pretty crazy in there. There's no social distancing in Detweiler's.
And somehow that all relates to the price of Bitcoin.
It does.
All right. Let's
You know, Detweiler's line's long. You got, you know, you're ordering out. Yeah, Bitcoin 9,200.
So the halving process is on May 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the reward per block drops to 6.25 Bitcoin from 12.5 Bitcoin. And, you know, supposedly this creates a deficit of supply. And therefore it's rarer and it's more expensive. And I think we'll find the price goes higher going into the halvening than after the halvening.
Because
then it's like, is this all there is?
That's it. It didn't go to 300,000?
I'm not a miner. Why do I care now?
Yeah.
And the mining rigs are getting so much faster and efficient, so it's not like we're really a loss for the miners.
Yeah.
Evidently, because it's so big and consolidated, and as long as they don't get to 51%. All right. Let's get into something that we can sink our teeth into to take a little dinner.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
That's what I like.
Have you ever had McDonald's delivery?
No.
Not me either. The Subway delivery? They don't deliver unless you go to Uber.
I think
Uber
they do now. I think the most
well, everybody if you go to Uber Eats
delivering.
Or whatever.
Jimmy John's is, you know.
You
know, I like Public Subs. They have the best subs.
Oh my gosh, I don't particularly care for subs, but I like Publix and I like the deli.
Yeah.
And it's you people, you sub people, that tie up all the help where the hot food area has to wait for you people. And if I'm over on the deli side, I gotta wait for you people. And now I just hope that with all the social distancing requires that it serves you right when you're stuck over there in the bakery waiting for your sub. That's what how I feel.
Yeah, Detweiler's has good subs too, but theirs is separate. So if you go to Detweiler's, they have a separate sub area from there.
I want to go to the Publix deli.
Okay, Publix. I like Publix too. Publix good.
Detweiler's isn't even close to me.
It's in Palmetto.
And then the people in New York or Russia listening to us now are like, I wish we could go to Detweiler's.
Yeah.
Sounds like
I wish
nice
we could go to Publix. Yeah. Publix is just such a clean grocery store.
Publix is a fine grocery store.
It is a fine, yeah. You see right. Albertsons. But we have digressed.
We're going to take the digression just one more level beyond.
We've never done that before.
I know. And now, this goes regional. But in the South, at least, most people probably have heard of Winn-Dixie grocery stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And for those that aren't in the South, in the modern day, it doesn't rank. I mean, nobody says, let's go someplace really nice.
Yeah,
let's go to Whole Foods. No, let's go to Winn-Dixie. Let's go to Publix. No, let's go to Winn-Dixie. You go to Winn-Dixie because evidently there's something on sale that you want.
Yeah, three for one.
Yeah. I used to call it like my deluxe convenience store because you could park so close to the front door and get in and out fast. But they were actually a cutting-edge grocery store in the 30s and 40s.
Mm.
They were one of the first chains ever, that they started out somewhere, I think maybe in North Florida or South Georgia, with just a typical old general
Mom
store
and pop,
kind of
yeah,
place.
Yeah.
And then they got into to South Florida, and they started this crazy idea of having towers of cans, food, you know, right in the middle, and people just pick their own cans and put them in a cart. That was, like, so revolutionary.
Wait, a tower of cans?
You know, they would stack the cans up.
Okay.
You remember when they used to do that?
All right, yeah.
You know.
That was revolutionary?
Back in the 30s.
I guess. Yeah.
Because before, you would say, that Andy guy isn't going to take up your time making a sub. No. Okay, well, then I want a can of peas, and I want a can of beans, and I want a can of Spam, and everything was behind the counter, and the person had to reach up on the shelf, and nobody had ever thought of putting a big old stack of the stuff out in the middle.
Yeah.
We should ask, Joe Newman.
Joe Newman, yep. There you
maybe
go.
His mom thought about it, and Winn-Dixie stole it.
That could be.
Because
she had a little convenience.
She was
a
smart
newspaper.
It was only convenient because it was in their living room.
Yeah.
But it was a grocery store. Yeah. They weren't selling cigarettes and
papers.
I don't think they were.
Yeah, back then, probably.
Okay.
Probably a little general store, you know.
Maybe. We'll have. He said he'd come back on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about some other decades with him.
I've talked to guys that of his age. And some of the stories, 8 years old, people were smoking.
Well, and then, so they were growing. And then this is all relevant.
Mm-hmm.
This is really relevant. I thought I was making a relevant show, but this is really relevant because then the Great Depression came.
Yeah.
And what are we facing now? Great Depression-like conditions.
Yeah.
Well, they started building up this chain. And, of course, they were able to buy in bulk and pass the savings on. And, of course, all the small grocery stores that were the norm in Florida in the 20s going into
the 1929
was the stock market crash. It was the real estate crash in Florida. Early 30s, everybody's struggling to get by in the beginning of the Depression. And so the powerful political lobby of independent little grocery store mom and pops who had the stroke in Tallahassee, which is our state capital, with the legislature up there, lobbied for a special tax on chains. So when you bought from Winn-Dixie, they had to charge you an extra 5%. Yeah, like a sales tax on top, and the mom and pop didn't have to do that. So they were giving them a 5% price advantage, at least on the bottom line. Of course,
Winn-Dixie's buying by the
So you saw. Even as it is now, there's still a lot of Winn-Dixies and not too many mom and pops.
No.
Wow. Well, a little walk down memory lane there. And it all ties into Bitcoin, too. And if you keep listening, you're going to find out
why. Now, how does it tie into Bitcoin?
You got to keep listening. But first,
there's more.
McDonald's is among a handful of companies, along with Subway and a bunch of ones.
Starbucks, too.
No. Yeah, Starbucks denies it.
Starbucks? Well, it says all over the paper, Starbucks.
I know, but then I thought we're up to date on it.
You did the research.
Well, I'm more up to date.
Okay.
Because Starbucks declined to
comment.
Confirm it.
Well.
So you can't say that they are, because evidently they're trying to keep it on the down low. Mm-hmm. If they are. Not that they are, because I don't know that they are.
I can pretty much guarantee you they are, because if you do business in China, you got to do business with China.
But okay, let's say we don't know yet. It's unconfirmed.
They got that
Kim Jong Ho, Kim Jong Un stuff,
Yeah. Anyway, McDonald's among a handful of companies taking part in a new pilot program that may or may not include Starbucks for China's upcoming digital yuan, according to the state-backed media, as the world's second-largest economy pushes forward with its plans for an electronic currency.
So they can really track you.
Yes. And so, along with Subway and maybe or maybe not Starbucks, are three firms among 19 companies in total that will be participating in the trial, which held a promotional event on Wednesday, as in, I guess, last week.
Yeah.
The state-backed Securities Times reported. And if you're watching financial news and you want the inside track on your trades, go to the state-backed Securities Times. However, Starbucks spokesperson told CNBC when they inquired they were not participating in any digital currency trial in China. I know I saw that somewhere.
Huh.
Well, anyway, a place called Xinjiang is a special district about 86 miles southwest of Beijing in the Hebei province. And its president, Xi Jinping, personal project for building a new economic center. I guess he wants to use his digital yuan and wave that around and get what he wants when he's south of Beijing. It's unclear how much the progress has been made since its launch in 2017. They just launched it. Somebody needs to get the proofreader working on these journalists. Xi emphasized in a speech on Thursday that the country would step up the development of 5G, artificial intelligence, other technologies on a massive scale known as, quote, new infrastructure. The announcement of the pilot program, which appeared to focus on retail and catering, follows other recent attempts in Suzhou, where the digital yuan was being used to give subsidies to local workers for transport. Further tests will be done in Chuancheng, Chengdu, and ahead of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. I wonder how those are coming along now.
Yeah. The WHO says it's okay.
Yeah. This would be a good time to crank up some bogus boycott.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, the People's Bank of China said, according to the state-backed Xinhua News, seems like a lot of these news services are state-backed. Central Bank made clear the digital currency has not officially launched. It's just being traded and buying things with it. So, anyway, I guess official is when it's really all over the place. And the dollar is in the dirt. So, I want that. I love America, but all these people that want digital currency may want to think twice after we lose our dominance. Earlier this month, a screenshot circulated on social media purporting to show a new app from the Agricultural Bank of China, which allows users to use digital yuan. The Agricultural Bank of China did not want to comment to CNBC. I wonder what do you want to buy with your yuan with the agriculture? I guess they want the farmers to start doing it.
That's probably a good use case for it.
Well, and this really, we're making light of this, but it's a bigger story when you put it in light of the other thing that's launching, and which is really is about wresting the currency dominance of the dollar away from the United States of America. Well, you can say that, but that doesn't mean they're not trying.
Oh, they can try, but let me ask you this. Would you change your U.S. dollars in for yuan?
No, but that's only part of the strategy.
Ah, okay.
You've heard of the Silk Road Initiative, Belt and Road Initiative.
Yeah, it's kind of falling apart, but okay. Yeah.
Yes and no. I mean, everything's sort of falling apart right now.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of backlash on, but yeah, different story.
Well, yeah, China has made inroads in these African countries, and all of a sudden the African ambassadors and stuff are getting kicked out of apartments. And
no,
they're making friends and influence people. anyway, so this week China will officially launch a major new blockchain initiative called the Blockchain-Based Business Services Network. Blockchain-Based Services Network. It's going to be a critical part of their new national blockchain strategy. Remember when President Xi, talked about that in November 2019, and it was a big deal, and Bitcoin spiked, and then people realized it didn't really make a bit of difference to Bitcoin, and then Bitcoin dropped. But one of the things that, if you listen through all the falderaw that we sometimes talk about week after week on this, you might remember that we were talking about some things like with, actually it was for coronavirus, before it hit over here, that they had healthcare insurance companies that were already using blockchain to pay out claims and stuff like that. And even before that, there were times when we would be talking about some industry in China, and they were already using blockchain. And now you may say, oh, well, Walmart uses blockchain to track stuff. Or, IBM is doing lots with blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not doing this stuff.
No.
Anyway, so the significance is the portal's global commercial launch is scheduled for June 25th, but it has launched somewhat today, as we speak. It'll be the backbone infrastructure technology. And let me take another side on this. This isn't a digression. This is an important point. Remember when back in the 70s, really in the 60s it started, but in the 70s when the DARPA, the defense something or other, whatever, did the research and development and funded things at the different universities that helped create the first Internet, and then how we got control of the naming conventions, and then we got control of the top-level servers, and why so many of our things dominate the world now, like Google and Facebook, et cetera. Well, because we set the standards. But if we don't have a blockchain like their blockchain, they're going to set the standards.
I don't know.
I know. You're a big skeptic. But don't let your love of America get in the way of your objectivity about all
this.
Well, let me make the case
here. Go ahead.
There,
go ahead.
Because we're halfway through the show, and we're almost on time. Actually, even with all the I was going to say BS, but...
I mean, we already have... go ahead, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Finish your point, and I want to make a point.
Okay. Anyway, so it's going to be the backbone infrastructure technology for massive interconnectivity from city governments to companies and individuals alike. Okay, well, we heard all that about blockchain before, but it's a little different. Network will form the backbone of the Digital Silk Road to provide interconnectivity to all of China's trade partners around the globe. Now, what is one of the things that is touted as the best use case for blockchain is supply chain stuff. Trustless supply chain is isn't quite trustless.
I was going to say, how trusted is they control
I actually have, but that's way down the list. Still making the case of why this is an important thing.
Okay.
It'll be the new internet protocol to allow a more efficient way to share data, value, and digital assets in a completely transparent and trusted way between anyone who wants to be a node on the network. That's an important phrase there when we get to the bottom. Anyone who wants to be a node on the network. Well, that's really, how many? Who's going to want to be a node? Well, the founding consortium of partners are the State Information Center, China's top-level government policy and strategy think tank affiliated with the National Development and Reform Commission. This is an interesting one. China Mobile, China's largest telecom with 900 million subscribers. That's a lot of subscribers.
More than Verizon.
More than AT&T.
combined.
More than Metro PCS. More than this. Yeah, it's a heck of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a monopoly. You know, 900
pretty
million.
Much.
So all of a sudden, you got 900 million people connected to this blockchain. Ah, yeah. Andy shrugs his shoulders. China UnionPay, the world's top payment and settlement provider with 8 billion issued credit cards. That's a lot of credit cards.
8 billion?
Yeah. Well, how many do you have?
Yeah. Three or four, yeah.
Yeah, so they got a billion
more,
people.
Actually, more than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But eat your heart out, MasterCard and Visa, and Green Dot and 7-Eleven. And Red Date Technologies. Now, if we get to it, there's a lot of background on that particular company. They're the architect of the BSN. China Mobile is focused on the IT infrastructure deployment, has been excelling to roll out 5G and cloud adoption on the mainland. All right, so they got a vested interest. They got their 900 million people. They're going to control the infrastructure. This is the infrastructure that people that are trading on the Belt and Road Initiative are going to be using. It's starting to act like it might be a little bit of a big thing. The BSN has developed cloud management technology. And we'll the real kicker when we get to the bottom and you see some non-Chinese players in all this.
Right.
I know you. You're off Google in there.
I'm just looking to see what.
That's okay. You can try and pull a rabbit out of your hat on me and throw it at me. Has developed cloud management technology and allow multiplexing compute on top of a flexible multi-cloud architecture and resource efficient. Yeah, everybody says that. Cloud providers under BSN's multi-cloud management service already include Amazon Web Service, Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, Baidu Cloud, China Unicorn, China Telecom, and China Mobile. So evidently, our top cloud companies are already working to integrate with their blockchain. Hi. Well, I'm sure they're integrating with our national blockchain, right? Yeah. Anyway, they're going to allow companies to access ultra-low-cost blockchain cloud computing services. Target pricing is less than $400 a year, which would allow any small to medium enterprise or individual access to the critical tools to participate in the digital economy and drive adoption and financial inclusion opportunities. And you say, oh, but China is such a closed system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like here where we have this open technological give and take, open source. We invented open source, Andy. Well, the scale is breathtaking with 100 city nodes across China as it's launched. That's just the city nodes. And participation in all three major national telecoms. Like evidently, there's room for two more telecoms after 900 million. Maybe it's like credit cards. You've got to have a couple different.
Yeah.
You got the number you give to your wife. You got the number you give to people you want to talk to. And you know, business. Major framework providers on the mainland. Central government has developed a master top-down plan to connect all the major cities in the country, rolling out to 200 cities over the next year and rapidly to 451 prefecture-level cities thereafter. So that'll be 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get all the cities in the U.S. connected in 2 years, I'm pretty sure, with that new blockchain network that we got coming. The world's largest-scale blockchain test nest is preparing to launch. Very blockchain as a service applications being developed simultaneously, many of which are already deployed, et cetera, for citizens across the mainland, ranging from paying utility bills, registering company credentials. The Hangzhou government has launched a blockchain pilot for unified digital identity. Isn't that nice? We'll all have an identity on this blockchain if we participate. For faster authentication of individuals using government services, the BSN will be the backbone infrastructure technology for interconnectivity through the mainland, city government, blah, 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 companies and individuals. All right. It's a permission chain forked from Hyperledger Fabric.
Wait a minute. IBM.
Yeah. That's our stuff.
Yeah.
How come they're taking our stuff and doing something so much bigger than we're doing?
You know, okay, hold on. Remember, we already have U.S. coins. We already have U.S.-denominated peg coins.
So tied to our central bank?
Not tied to our central bank, but how difficult is it to go ahead and make that connection?
Well, evidently the Fed has been working on it, and they don't have it ready yet. All right, but that's okay, because there's other things besides a coin. Interoperability with the public chains and decentralized platforms to be fully implemented by July 2020. That's not too far away.
I was going to say, yeah.
We'll make that deadline, too. The protocol at launch will be interoperable with major blockchain platforms. So they have the big blockchain platform. They have the ecosystem. Now, what other people, companies that have blockchains are going to want to interoperate with that? Well, how about Hyperledger Fabric, Ethereum, EOS, and most other mainland blockchain protocols, including WeBank, Fisco Blockchain Consortium, Tencent, Huawei, Baidu. So they have our major companies. They got their major companies tied into this. And it's ready to go. Yeah.
If you live in China, I mean, that's fine, but...
Or in Africa, or Central Asia, or Russia, or it's also connected to some countries in Europe now.
Yeah, I don't see it becoming the major currency. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't see it.
Well, it's not just the major currency. It's like... you're going to disengaged from the global banking system that the U.S. controls. That's one thing. But you're also talking about the supply chain is going to be segregated off. Look at what happens with the coronavirus, and we're talking about how the supply chains have to be reoriented. And what did Steve Bannon say when President Trump came into office? He didn't call it a trade war, but the trade war is about the reorientation of the global supply chain. Well, I was, I brought that up before, and I played it on the air. I said, I'm all for that. I'm a good old USA guy. Yeah, I want one. You know, if there's going to be an empire, I want to be living in the empire. I don't want to be living in the empire's client.
Yeah.
So, if we're going to reorient the global supply chain, we better get on the stick. Because they're going a lot farther to reorienting it than us, especially if you believe in blockchain.
You
believe in blockchain.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, but I don't know.
I'm not going to try and read as much of this next story as I did the last one, but Red Date Technology is the Chinese company that built the architecture for this. And
so you're going to say, hold on, let me, some that if the government wanted to do something, IBM, those companies could not put together a blockchain.
And deploy it by July?
And deploy it by, I think you could. I think they could do it faster than that.
Well, yeah, when Santa brought them the special.
It's something we need to ask Leonard. How quick could this something be done like that?
Maybe they're listening, but probably... I think they usually listen. Oh, what is he? He's there. You speak, and Leonard was texting here. Where is this? All right, I'm pulling up this top secret ultra chat and see if it's something relevant. Of course, it might just be about where we get our meat or something. Come on, people are listening. Open up app. Please discuss on your show today. The stock-to-flow cross-asset model, looking at stock-to-flow phase transitions, cluster analysis, silver and gold. I've heard of it.
Yeah. Mark actually talks about it.
Yeah.
But Leonard, you're listening. How fast could something like that be deployed in the United States?
He read this article.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because he was commenting it on the. Anyway, so right now, Red Date is one of the companies. The other two companies, China Mobile and China UnionPay. So the payments of the mobile and the actual architecture of this thing that's transcontinental, not just China. It's on at least two other continents, Europe and Africa. And they're working on the subcontinent of India. But, you know, there's a little rivalry there. So they've already got in it. But they just, you know, they can't do everything. So they also cut a deal to use two Amazon Web Service data centers in China.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. The regional networks of distributed ledger technology. We have come to the realization that the current distributed ledger technology industry is like the Internet in 1993. Well, if they're right, that does not bode well for our preparation. Let's see. Scrolling down a little more. Different frameworks are not simply stacked together. They are made uniform through their adaption of cryptographic algorithms. Certificate authority management, that's a big deal, seriously. And transaction software development kit, decentralized app management.
But it also gives them the power to be able to just print currencies. And also to block.
Actually, no.
Well, and also to block your currencies. To block your wallet.
Well, the digital one is something that's built on a separate system. This is about the supply chain, reorienting the global
Well, the supply chain this is one thing, but in their heads, it's a good thing. Okay. And this is for coming, at least I hope I'm quoting him right, from Leonard. What do you need blockchain for when a database is...
I mean, like if you were dealing with a bunch of sovereign governments that don't want to...
Yeah, but it's still, you know...
Okay. Maybe it's just a lot of hooey.
I think it's a big bunch of hooey. I think the only thing you need it for is payments.
Well, just the
I was so hyped on...
Just the certificate authority management's a big deal. That controls who gets to communicate with everybody.
I don't know.
Let's see. There's quite a bit here. I don't know. Absolutely no private user data is stored on the BSN or within the platform.
Allegedly.
There is no API to personal private data on the empowerment platform used within the portal. See, they
allegedly.
created similar to like an open source. It's not really open source, but it's similar in that you can build your platform on this when you're only spending your $400 a year and you're... You know, maybe they'll change things later, but right now you can build it. You don't have to give them over the data. It's all on your application.
We need Leonard to call in.
Well, 941-745-1490. 941-745-1490. Maybe he'll get him to call in next week. It developed a mobile app called Citizen Card. All right, we'll let this go. We'll come back. But we do want to give credit where credit was due. And... let's see, who is this? This is somebody with China Mobile, I believe. Amazon Web Services has been very supportive of our project and given us a great deal for the price of their services. He said, a representative from Amazon's cloud computing arm is expected to speak at the launch ceremony Saturday, which will be held online. Beijing has banned live gatherings because of the coronavirus. Amazon Web Services did not respond to a request for comment by press time.
See, I don't like it, you know.
Well, if they're building that, think how great they'll be able to build the thing for our Defense Department once they knock Microsoft out.
They did it right with China.
Yeah. Oh, all right, one more thing here. He argued that whoever was just talking, that BSN has already dug an economic moat around itself. I don't think we'll face competition in China. BSN is cross-cloud, cross-framework, cross-site, and will be difficult for Alibaba, Huawei, Tencent, and Baidu to build this interconnectivity. For example, Ant Financial cannot use the framework from Tencent's WeBank in its system. These companies won't use their competitors' cloud service to build, build applications either. There will be few competitors outside China, but he's not worried. At this point, BSN is at least 2 years ahead of any potential competitor.
Yeah, that's what I always say. They're 2 years ahead.
Still beat them in basketball.
That's right. And baseball. And football.
You know, this coronavirus tracking, I'm not going to try and read it all right now. We talked about it last week. I wanted to follow up.
Yeah.
And, you know, because Google and Android, it's all voluntary. You opt in. Well, and Germany is, is one of the first major countries to come forward and say, we want a system built, and you'll probably get to hear these acronyms sometime in the near future much more. There's one. The one that we don't want, at least according to these stories, is called PEPPPT. But the one that is more privacy-oriented is DP-3T. So if it starts with DP, that's the one that respects your privacy more. What they're saying, I think you saw the graphic on this. So some people want a central database. And we go back to the database thing. So they're going to put this Bluetooth communication app inside your phone. And when my phone comes within Bluetooth range of your phone, you know, it says, hey, Andy phone, and your phone says, hey, Henry phone, and it registers something somewhere. Now, the question could be, does it just register on its own phone? And it doesn't even have to say, hi, Andy's phone, hi, Henry phone. It could be like, hi, GW248. You know, it could just randomly generate one of those,
quote unquote, Henry rings.
You know, one of those keys.
Yeah.
One of those. And yours, and it doesn't have to be the same one when I go by and see Leonard's phone. You know, it can just generate. But there, it is keeping a log within itself of these things. And eventually, when you get coronavirus, because of the people you're hanging around with. When you get tested and you get the confirmation and you tell your phone you did it, you don't have to know who your phone is contacting. But because of the private keys that were generated within the app on the phone themselves and not into a central database, it'll do the communication. Wherever it sent your little Hey Henry phone message before, it'll say, Hey Henry phone, are you coughing any?
You know, that's going to be next. I mean, they're going to be tracking it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
But if the DP-3T, it stays resident on your phone and doesn't get transmitted back to Google and Android. I mean, what?
Oh, I thought we had a note from Leonard.
No, that's from someone else. That's not about this.
Ooh. Some other ledgers going on there, Henry?
No. Previous. It's an old ledger.
Mm-hmm.
Just flashing back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think we've talked enough. So, what's anyway? They're out to get you.
Yeah, that's it. Man.
You'll be assimilated, but you know everybody. You know the Borg from Star Trek, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody thinks that isn't fun. How do you know the great thing about the Borg? You could be working in your brain for the Borg, and you could be partying like crazy in another part of your brain. You could be virtually. We could be
brownies.
Your Borg and my Borg could be virtually hanging out in the holodeck with a couple other nice Borgs. Meantime, we're being productive out on the deck. The real deck, not the holodeck. So what do you got going on this week?
Not much. Still, I'm waiting for the gyms.
Good movies?
I know. I think I've seen every movie there is. I'm waiting for the gyms to open. They need to open the gyms back up.
Yes, I would like that very much.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, all the weight I lost going before this happened has all come back now.
Yeah.
I got like a baby gym at my house. I mean, I got a little bench press and stuff. It's like,
yeah, it doesn't happen. It ain't the same. It ain't the same. So they need to open the gym. So who's our governor now?
Governor DeSantis.
Okay, DeSantis. We need Governor DeSantis, open us up.
Yeah.
At least the gyms, anyways.
In fact, just a gym for us.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Just the, you fit right here on Cortez.
Just us.
We could be the Petri dish.
You know, for that, if he will open up the gym, just for us, just for two, none of these other sniffly, sneezy people, I will endorse him for another term of governor. That's a big stretch for me and my political
name. Oh, boy.
But it would be for the good of the greater good of everybody if I got to the gym. Anyway, we'll be back next week with Talking Markets at 4:05 and whatever you call this at 5:05.
You, with your masquerading and you, always contemplating what to do. in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me.